I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Well, in the book Kingdom Marriage, you do talk about some foundational principles at the beginning. And one of the things you address is opposition. And I mean, it's clearly that as you look at our society today, and I know you're burdened about our nation as anyone, that, you know, marriages are in trouble. So is spiritual opposition at the heart of our difficulties?
Oh, absolutely. Satan showed up. Satan didn't show up to Adam when he was single. He waited till he got married, and then he showed up because he was after something bigger than destroying a life. He wanted to destroy God's plan. And God's plan was that the husband and wife together would replicate his image, would replicate it through not only their relationship, but through their offspring, and then they would rule on God's behalf. So he wants to destroy that purpose of God. And in destroying that purpose of God, he must destroy that relationship called marriage. And so he is going to oppose it. He's going to oppose it in a whole litany of ways. He's going to oppose it by getting men and women off of their divinely designed roles. He will flip roles so that people are not fulfilling what they are supposed to do. He will create conflict in relationship like he did with Adam and Eve. He will redefine the relationship as we're seeing that happen today in the redefinition of marriage and family. So he comes at it in a bunch of different ways, but it's all with the same goal, and that is destroying the kingdom plan of God that was to be established through the establishment of family based on the proper understanding of marriage.
Now, just to, I guess, follow that track a bit, you talk about, you know, the redefining of marriage. It seems that those that are promoting a marriage as anything, that the only basis, it's all about love. If two people love each other, that should be enough. How does that, you know, run up against the kingdom marriage?
Well, we obviously see that that is not enough, given what we're seeing with marriages today. Love is important, but love has to be married to God's purpose. That's why we titled the book, the subtitle of Kingdom Marriage book, is connecting God's purpose with your pleasure. So we want the pleasure of the relationship of love, but that cannot be disconnected from God's purpose. And God's purpose is his rule. So when you connect, when you disconnect the emotion of love from the rule of God, you wind up with something other than what God had in mind, less than what God had in mind, and something that will not sustain you when the sentiments, feelings, and emotions of love leave.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.